And I'm not, look, I'm not feeling well, so I'm not doing no, like, freaking intro or whatever. This is the show right now. This is the show.
Are we recording?
You're always recording.
Okay, ADR, always be recording. Always recording.
Okay. Now I know. I'm getting used to things, how things work here. This is my first regular episode as a host.
Oh, right. This is your first regulars.
And I get to talk about clip shows. Joy. What a trip. Such substance.
Saving the good stuff for you.
Of course. So, yeah. It is earlier than normally we get in February.
That's exciting. So,
January 30th. What?
So that'd take like a 6 month break? We're gonna take a six month break instead of a 5 month break because we're starting so early.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I'm ready for new episodes. I'm excited. I don't usually say that. That's a good thing. That's a weird thing. Cautiously optimistic thing. But
yeah, I mean, I'm so used to my middle of February, you know, let me get back into the groove of, you know, getting, I don't know, like, I mean, because, yeah, if it starts earlier, you're like, yay, but you're not getting more episodes.
Yeah. No, 20 episodes, two specials, as usual.
So it's just going to be like, woo, a bigger break.
That's why I said, man, it's going to be a longer more, 5 months between.
Or more odd breaks in between episodes. I don't know.
That means we can do other things, like go back to our Watch Zio Again idea.
Which I love.
Well, yeah, we should definitely go back to that. I don't even care.
That's just a given. I mean, especially since Zio is having their 20th anniversary next year.
Unleashing the power. So is it next year at the time of recording this, or next year when this comes out?
True. At the time that we're recording, we are recording in 2015. By the time you hear this, it might be 2016.
Probably be 2016.
So
yeah.
So this year.
Less than a month.
Unleashing the power.
Mm-hmm.
Unleashing the power. You gotta see it.
Where's
it's
my
coming.
Legacy Xenonizer?
Right? Where's my Legacy? Dude, you know what they do is just. I even take Legacy like Zeo Crystals.
That'd be hot.
Dude, I would take a Legacy Zeo Crystal. I would take a Legacy Xenonizer. I would take a Legacy like Pyramidus. I would take a Legacy.
I'd take a Warrior like, Wheel. Anything. Come on now.
Like, dude, like, I would buy all the Zeos.
Who doesn't want a Gold Ranger Power Staff? Come on now.
That would be the hottest. I would buy that. So I would hang that on my wall.
So heck yeah.
Right? And then you'd be fighting the trays.
Yeah, like Dragon Dagger's nice. Sava's nice. Blade Blaster's nice, which I just reviewed, by the way. Plug.
Go watch it.
YouTube it. But
what's your YouTube address? What's your YouTube address, Jer?
It's still the old one.
Tell him. This might be the first episode. You don't know.
It's still my old Ranger board name of Tommy is Cancer. Because I want to change it, but people need to subscribe to me. So subscribe to me, people.
Yes, he needs to get to 100 subscribers so that he can change his name.
We'd have an ad that's like, Jeremy is suffering for just 5 subscribers a day.
Wait, hold on. You're supposed to be like social media guru. Help me get people.
And then you have Sarah McLachlan.
I'm an angel.
See, I never understood that because those commercials always just made me want to change the channel as fast as possible. I'm just sitting here watching football. Why do you have to come in here
and make me sad?
Lisa, you have the perfect voice for that. You have the perfect voice for one of those infomercials.
You can sing. Sing for me, Lisa. Use your fancy skills to produce me a nice commercial, which will get more hits than all of my videos combined.
No! Oh, that would be so sad.
Please, just subscribe, please. That's all I ask.
Just subscribe. How many do you have
38.
Now? 38. Hey, we're getting somewhere. The last time we talked, it was not 38.
I'm doing another video too, probably within the week. So come on now.
Consistent content is king.
I am up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 reviews. Come on, people.
I know there are people out there that listen to the show that just want to hear Jeremy. And you can do that, but with toys.
We
not only just hear, but see Jeremy.
Come on, we all know I'm the straw that stirs the drink around here. Now you can see just me. You don't need the other riffraff.
You know, that's not really helping your subscriber membership. No, but, not really.
And then there's a new wacky Sentai coming out. I'm going to get wacky reviews for that, too. All of the cubes.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see that trailer for it?
Yes.
Oh, I really hope that they're not animals the whole time.
I did not see the trailer.
It's like 15 seconds, but it's, you know how they had all in like Geki Ranger, they had all the animal people? So the four Rangers are actually animal people and they just take on human form. So in the first episode, you see the five of them morphing, but the four of them are animal people.
And the red one is the human.
Yes. Because he's like a, what, veterinarian or something, or zoologist or some nonsense like that.
So we have a Sentai version of cat.
We have furries. We have furries.
Furry force. Furry force is coming. You got to see it. It's coming. Unleashing the fur.
Unleashing the cubes. They got them cubes, son.
What do cubes and animals have anything to do with each other? What is wrong with you, Sentai? Are you drunk?
There's Hey, Minecraft has lots of animals.
First it was the ninja this year with their random animal and what was it? What was it, a dump truck? Whatever it was.
There was a surfboard, there was a UFO, random elephant.
You're so drunk. You need help. Go to AA, man. Please.
They literally said that they just wanted to be like modernistic and just have a rant. They literally said before it started, we want a hodgepodge of nonsense. And exactly what it was.
Awesome. Awesome.
Sometimes no theme counts as a theme.
Hope for the world. Oh, gosh. So, anywho, all this silly boy nonsense that we're talking about.
Shameless.
subscribe to Jeremy's YouTube channel so that he can change his name because
he wants to.
Yeah, he needs
to. Tommy's cancer is a flawless name. That's some real legs. Like,
well, and that was always the funny thing back in the day when Ray got me to change my name. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't care. My name sucked anyway. He thought it was some big deal because I literally made a bet with him. It was like, I'm like, okay, I'll change my name to whatever you want me to change my name to. You make me a moderator. Okay. Boom. Absolutely.
He's a ranger board.
Yeah. There you go. He thought I would balk at that. I'm like, nope, do it. Go right ahead. Whatever you want. It worked. And that was the Tommy is God phase, I believe. And then JDF came after
Aeson. Mm-hmm.
Why JDF?
I came.
Really?
We really went over this.
Okay, Seamus, when the episode, well, by this time, I know we're like so like in the future and in the past talking or whatever, but we talked about it on good. The 200th episode. So
you don't want to tell it again? Let's talk about our favorite. What's your favorite MPS memory, Lisa?
Like, I don't even know if I was I the one that came up with it or did some, I don't know, I can't remember, but I just like afterward just said, Phil just said you got F'd and I said I got JDF'd and then we just started writing it on everybody's arm and nonsense while we were getting drunk at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
So, but yes, but the full version of the story is on our 200th episode, which you can listen to once it's released. But by the time you hear this, it's already been released. So it's like I'm future past talking.
And if you Google me on YouTube, you can probably find the video from us. I think it's still up there.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm. There's that. There you go. So, yeah. So let's talk about this episode is all about the holidays. By the time you hear this, we are stuffed with all the foods and the merriment of Christmas and Kwanzaa. And
you know, some places don't celebrate Christmas, right, like Korea.
And we are probably, by the time you hear this, it's close to the new year or right after the new year or in the new year. Mm-hmm. And
So that's the perfect time to talk about Halloween, right? Yes.
Yeah,
this
of course.
This is Halloween. This holidays. Is Halloween.
No, no, it's okay because apparently in Amber Beach, Halloween is in the summer. So it's okay.
True. True.
Just like Christmas is not in the summer. I don't know.
We've already been over this. Christmas is December 4th.
Right. That's how it works.
Chase taught us that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. So the Halloween episode, y'all.
Clip show talk.
I'm just gonna
clip shows always talk.
I'm just gonna be very upfront, right? Both of these were clip shows, right? Out of the two clip shows, this one was the strongest.
It was the most coherent, okay. I'll say that.
I think the best part was the beginning where Shelby was appropriately mad that her costume was like a giant white hood.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the frustration with her in that one. I wouldn't be too happy.
Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, and then Chase makes the same costume for everybody. Ooh, I wonder why. I wonder why he's going to make the same costume for everybody. Is this foreshadowing? Well,
think of all the ways they've had to get to clip shows in the past. At least this one is mildly clever. You know?
Because they're at least trying. It's not just like, let's plug our robot friend into the wall and watch all of his memories.
Yeah. Or that awful game show in Jungle Fury.
Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah.
Don't blow that clip show. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Or what was the, like, Mystic Force where they just watched Korag's memories, the same deal where...
Wait, he was on trial?
Yeah, he was on trial.
Yes, Korag's trial, yep.
Like, this there was a legit plot device, I think.
Hey, the Lost Galaxy clip show is great because it has Leo and Damon chilling in their muscle shirts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I forgot.
Yes. In a desert. Chilling.
Like, was there something in his contract that said he had to be shirtless a certain number of times in the season?
I don't know. Danny Slavin, like, come on the show. Let us know.
I feel like Slavin was always just looking for a reason to take his shirt off in the same way that Brennan and Yoshi do nowadays.
Yeah, like a lot of those memories in both of those, it's like, okay, I get, you know, caveman, doesn't like clothes, okay. But crap, y'all, like, I mean, there's a lot of shirtless and bronzer.
Well, and poor Cody gets the same clips repeated in both episodes. Oh, like, come on, he did other stuff. There were episodes. He had some moments. Gross. The one with Riley, that was a thing that I loved.
What about his love for cookies? Remember that? That was great. He loves cookies so much.
Yeah.
We've said it before, but I always loved, like, the little moments with Coda and, what's his name? Ivan. Like the little things, like, when Coda tries to eat his present in the background. He's just trying to eat it.
Yeah.
And literally, Ivan was given Kendall that side eye when she was dressed up as Cupid and had the Cupid charge. He's like, yeah, I know what you're doing. Because, you know, she's like a logical person who always comes with these great weapons, and then she comes up with the love charger. And he's like, I see what you're doing.
I love how into it Shelby was. She was like, oh, this makes perfect sense. I'm like, no, it doesn't, Shelby.
No.
Stop trying to suck up to your boss.
I think Ivan was saying, like, oh, I see what you're trying to do. Are you trying to get a little
interest? Exactly, yeah. Ivan knows what's up.
Ivan needs his own show. Give that guy a spinoff, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ivan, I'm telling you, like, out of all of the, like, 180s that I've done, because at first when I saw Ivan, I'm just like, oh, boy, is he going to be one of those, like, stuck up? Like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be forced and it's not gonna be funny, but he is like like my favorite. And
on paper, right, like I remember even before the season started, we just reading the character description of Coda, we were like, really? And then knowing that they were going to have two characters that were time displaced, it was like, that just sounds like a really bad idea. But they're like the best characters.
Yeah.
By far. Yeah. And I mean, and I like all the characters. It's just they are fantastic that they get to be kitschy and weird and it's utterly fantastic. Like you, that's the type of character that you either knock out of the park or you can completely blow it and it'll just be awful.
Yeah, Dax. Looking at you, kid.
Poor Dax.
Dax was not bad for one episode.
The premiere.
I liked his.
And then it was.
I liked his little. My cousin, mother's friend's cousin was in the movie, and then Hartford was like, yeah, I don't remember you in it. And he was like, oh, it's the story of my life. I'm like, oh, Dax, I kind of like you for a minute. Oh.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the show happened. Womp.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, they all get their ghost costumes. And then what's the name is like, hey, look, I got a Cupid gun. What up? What up, son? And then they had the party in the Dino Bite,
yes.
Right?
I believe so. Yes,
because it looked awfully similar to their base.
Again, in this world, if you ever want to go to a party that's bumping, you obviously go to the Natural History Museum, right?
Yep, that's how you do it. That's hey, man, I did that in high school all the time. Went to the museum. Yeah. Hung out.
Did some limbo. Yeah.
Although, I mean, I'll give them a pass because usually, like, if, you know, museums or whatever, they do have special events around the holidays where they're having, you know, even if it's either a party for the kids or whatever.
How many? How many Jim and Juice bars did you hang out at?
I don't think we had a juice bar in high school. We had a cafetorium stage. Literally a room that was the cafeteria, the auditorium, and the fancy stage for plays. It was very...
same.
Yeah, it had basketball hoops on the side. Yeah, it was not great.
My after-school program, which is my church, had a gym. Like an actual like gymnasium, and then you had the multi-purpose room where you ate, and then you had the game room, which had like your foosball. And
ooh,
pool
that's fancy.
And...
We had nothing like that.
Oh wow, wow! You guys are fancy, dude. Lisa, you're the closest.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was like the gym and juice bar because you got your juice and you went and you played some basketball, or you went into the game room and, you know, after you did your homework.
Gym, juice, church bar.
Yeah.
Like our school was so garbage that we didn't even have, like, the good soda machines. We had the machines that had RC Cola and Werner's in it.
RC Cola? I've never even seen RC Cola. I've only heard about
it.
I've
seen
it.
That's clearly Royal Crown Cola, if you didn't know.
I did not, actually.
That's the same people who make Dr. Pepper. So that was the only thing in the machine, like, I knew of.
The only time I ever saw RC Cola was in, like, a health video from, like, the 80s telling us not to drink it.
Do you want some delicious Werner's?
What the hell is Werner's?
Werner's is ginger ale. Didn't you know that?
Sorry, I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, this episode. So I like the setup with the villains with Kirio, and then they reanimate the one monster, and then they have, like, the memory-stealing monster. Memory altering, whatever it was,
like,
and then,
and you had Necroli's cousin.
Well, I liked Sledge's plan of every time if the Rangers destroy our monsters, whatever, just reanimate them so I can get some money.
That's like, great.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And I love how the monsters think of the plan, and then Sledge is like, "It's like great plan. I am so smart." Oh, Sledge!
Oh,
I love you, Sledge.
Classic villain. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good plan. I mean, it worked. They caught a ranger, right? So they were doing something, right?
And every villain should take advantage of Halloween to, like, go around. Now, here's the thing. Do they know that the rangers work at the museum? Because you think they should just blow up the museum. But that's a Power Rangers thing, so whatever.
Well, and that's the thing, is if they do know they work at the museum and they were looking for the base in the next episode, like, just look around the museum. There's a good chance you'll find it. In fact, that's exactly where it is.
I mean, that's a Power Rangers thing. See, like, it took them until Turbo to follow the streaks of light, so, you know, I get it.
True.
And they haven't really caught on that, like, hey, they live in the museum. It's like, I don't know, we attack you, but I don't know where you run from all the time. And I don't know why you wear these garbs that say, you know, Amber Beach Dinosaur Museum. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but hey.
What could it mean?
It's a thing. It's fine. It's a thing. So, yeah. They captured one of them. And, you know, it was very ambiguous as to whom they caught. So, mm-hmm. And which is fine. And then
Shelby, because she's person... like a foot shorter than the rest of them. But beyond that.
So I kind of wanted to skip to when they're doing the whole lie right. detector yeah. thing. Now, we've had many versions or various versions of like, okay, well, various versions of this ranger is a fake. Like, this is a duplicate. And like, oh, well, let's test to see if this person's mm-hmm. real. And so I just never understood the notion of like, okay, you have a lie detector and then you're asking them questions.
They would know.
And then the computer is going to say, hey, this person right here, we know this person's fake. Not because they're fake and they wouldn't know, because it's a lie detector. It's just gonna say that if they're telling the truth or not, not if they're a real ranger.
Well, and
or
that's
not.
The thing, the way lie detectors work is you answer yes or no questions because it goes on spikes, you know, with it. Yeah, so right. they basically tell a story. That's not going to tell you if they're telling the truth or not. If they need a long explanation for whatever question you ask them.
Right. I mean, if you're really going to get like really technical or whatever, it's measuring not only your heartbeat and how much mm-hmm. you sweat and it measures endorphins, like all these yeah, things. And right. And then the person reading the test is supposed to know what the control is to compare to what, you know, what they're asking you.
Yeah,
the yes
first
or no
you ask them their
are.
Name,
so they
their
usually
name,
have a
their
control
name,
question,
where they're from, stuff like
right.
that.
All that stuff. And then they ask you a bunch of random questions that are yes or no. And then they compared that to blah, 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 blah. And then the person who's reading the test is really the person to see, okay, this person is telling the truth. This person's lying, yada, 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 as they're looking at their machine or whatever. But this is a kid's show. They don't have all that
and
time.
And to be
what?
Fair, this episode proves that the lie detector test was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wrong. It's straight up wrong.
They should have just called in, what is it, Law & Order SVU, had them question all the Rangers.
Or get, what's his name, no, Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Oh, yeah, oh,
dude,
yeah,
yo.
Oh, God.
Who's that dude on Law & Order that the episode always ends with him screaming at people in the room until they confess?
Okay, yeah, that's Criminal that Intent. That's, yeah, that guy.
See, that's the only reason why I know anything about Law & Order is because it always ended right before Monday Night Raw. So when I would flip the channel, I'd always see him screaming at somebody. Yes.
On USA, right? Yes. Yes. So, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, the lie detector wasn't wrong. But the inference or the notion that this lie detector is going to lead to this person not being a real ranger mm-hmm. was wrong. So that whole notion of... like because of A it equals to B, no, like that's the thing. And then I'm like, Miss Kendall, this is why and Miss Kendall, let me just that's why I'm gonna call her not Miss Morgan, Miss Kendall,
you leave
that's
my girl
why I'm making
alone.
It all wrong. But she saves herself from her stupidity because I'm just like, no, this is not going to prove that they are a real ranger. This is just proving that if they're telling the truth or not. And the monster is kind of one step ahead of you guys because they took all the memories. And so, of course, they're going to remember mm-hmm. what's going on. So, like, you know, so that whole thing, I was like, okay, how are they going to figure this out? So the thing with, Coda. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Coda. being all like, oh, well, he's calling me Miss Morgan when he always calls me Kendall. I'm just like...
See, I dug it. I dug it.
Yeah, dude, that was actually smart. I thought that was really clever.
Outside of the whole notion that, yes, this is a weird premise, it's still nice in the fact that it's a solution that isn't 100% obvious, but it's one that you can figure out on your own if you've been watching the season.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to go watch all the episodes and see if, like, this forever called her Miss Morgan.
He definitely always calls her Kendall, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's not like, oh, Tanaya is obviously Dylan's sister, or Astronema is obviously Andros' sister. Or, boy, they use that thing a lot, but... it's one of those things where it's like, it's not completely dumbed down for kids, but they do have, like, you know, like, she gives a quick side eye when he says it, so it's not like 100% obvious, but you know, you can actually sleuth it out. So it's a nice little bit of a little bit of thinking. They don't treat viewer like a complete idiot.
Did y'all see? I think my favorite part was right before, like, the Shelby questioning, is that Kendall goes like way too over the top, where she's like,
"Oh yeah,
is Shelby real or fake?"
She goes super hard on Shelby, like she always does.
Girl, I thought we got over this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, it was down to the final two. This is where I'm at.
So one of us is fake, m'lady.
M'lady. And then she's all nervous, and that's the thing. Like, why is she? See, you see, this is why I'm gonna relate to Shelby a little bit, because us Black people, even when we didn't do nothing wrong,
I don't think that's wrong. Why she's.
Oh my God, that's the most true to life Power Ranger moment ever. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, we do nothing wrong, but yet we are always nervous. We always nervous that the white girl's gonna
fight. Then the white lady purposely shaking down the Black girl. And she's going super hard on her compared to everybody else, you know.
Because, like, why would Shelby have anything to be afraid of? Why? Because we Black! And we afraid that they're gonna try to lock us up.
How great would that have been if Shelby been like, why are you going hard on me, Miss Morgan? Huh? Huh? It's because I'm Black? Huh? Is it guilty to proven innocent? Is that what it is around here? With the Black people? I see how it is.
Is it because I celebrate Kwanzaa? Is that why?
Hands up. Hands up. Hands up.
You want to frisk me? What's going on, huh?
Yeah, so like she was like extra nervous. I'm just like, really though? Really though? Why do you have to be extra nervous? Like, if you were nervous after she asked the question about the whole princess stuff, then I would get it. She was like, she's really trying to hide, like, oh, I have a crush, you know? But she was nervous like from the jump. Like, chill. Like, and I know that they're trying to sell, like, ooh, this person, she might be she's not the real Ranger. Like, come on, you guys. Like, it was a little jumping the gun. Like, you could have sold that a little better.
I don't think I ever thought of that. Maybe that's a Black thing, because that never came to mind. That she might be that it might be weird. Like, I didn't see it as weird at all. But maybe that's a you thing. I don't.
No, okay. The joke was, because she was nervous from the jump because she Black, right? That's the joke. Me, my actual, like, when I'm watching the episode, it's like, why is she so nervous before taking the test? Like, she didn't hear any of the questions. If she was nervous afterward because she didn't want them to find out that she liked Tyler, then I would get why she's so nervous. But she didn't ask her any questions yet.
So the only reason is the one you joked about. That's the only logical reason.
That's right.
Okay. I don't know. I don't see it that way, but okay. I hear ya.
Oh, goodness gracious. But yeah, the duplicate was dumb. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Like, if I had the energem, I would have ran, dog. Like, why am I standing there, like, chilling?
If she can fly out of there like a bat, like, then yeah. Peace.
For real. Holly. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
I love when Ivan fights the monster and he says, time to put this damsel in distress. Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Ivan, I love you so much. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of talking. Journey's fight.
It's just nowhere near as bad as it used to be. Nowhere near as bad.
No.
It's still a lot of talking. Like, especially, I mean, and not, and unfortunately, he gets the butt of it because it's Riley, but, like, Riley's just not talking. It's just too much. I don't know. Like, they don't need to say a line every time they do. And Coda doesn't need to say whatever, caveman.
Yeah. Caveman whatever suplex. It is.
Like, it's
we don't need to refer to the foot soldiers as lettuce heads.
Whatever happened to the days we just went,
Mm-hmm.
No? None of that? Okay.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we had all this stuff. I think this has kind of always been there. I mean, there were so many bad ones in MMPR. There were lots of bad one-liners all the time.
When they're morphed?
Lots of clay brains, lots of stuff like that.
Not as much when they did civilian fights. When they were civilian fightings.
Not as much as when they were doing civilian fights, because when they're morphed, I kind of like fast forward those.
Because in the civilian fights, they used to jack up the music.
True, yeah. It was more about hearing the lyrics to the music.
Yeah, so... But yeah. Anywho. Like, they do get their fight on, and they do... What ended up happening?
Yeah, dude, I zoned out for the fight. I know what happened after the fight.
Well, this is one of those things. This is where they clearly aired the episodes out of order, because they used the Pachyzord before Prince Philip ever became the Graphite Ranger. So that was a mistake. But that's basically all it was. It was just Ivan in his Zord, and then they called on that, and he used it. That's pretty much it. Oh, what it was is it was actually kind of a harsh villain death, because they use the Cupid Charger, so all the foot soldiers pile on her. So she's writhing around on the ground under a pile of foot soldiers, and they just absolutely blow the hell out of her. Well, she's completely defenseless. Right. It's like, dang, that's a little brutal.
Right, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then what happened at the end?
Oh, no, you mean like after the fight?
Remember. Yeah, after the fight was when was when Shelby was talking to Tyler and her gun was jammed.
She was trying to use the Cupid Charger on Tyler. That's not creepy at all.
Well, yes, she was just like, my gun is jammed.
Can you look in the barrel for me?
Can you, like, you know, put your eye right there and could you? And he's like, no, really. What happened with the machine, with the lie detector? Like, what really happened? Blah, 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 blah.
I love how you make Tyler sound way more sensual.
I know, right? Is he Ivan now, or what's going on?
But, you know, Tyler and Shelby, they just want to keep stretching out that storyline.
I was disappointed because obviously you knew they were going to shoot the gun off and it was going to hit somebody. And I figured it was going to hit Chase, but I really wanted him to look at Riley.
Oh my god, yes.
I feel like that's what originally was going to happen, and they had to do a rewrite or something, in my mind. Because the whole look at yourself thing is kind of lame.
Well, they set up him in the mirror at the start of the episode, so I feel like that was the plan.
But, it could have been anybody. Been right. Any of the guys, and it would have been funny.
Any of the guys. That's true. But it at that point, it should have been Riley.
Or at least could have been Tyler, so like Shelby would be like, this isn't what I wanted.
Mm. Yeah, she could have been jealous. Oh.
But yeah, they missed their opportunity. They went for the lame joke. They didn't
go for the gay. Go for the gay Power Rangers. Come on.
Come on. Gay's okay. Gay's okay.
But yeah, overall, I mean, even though, like, you know, Kendall is being dumb again, but besides that, I'm just like, this episode wasn't too bad.
It's a clip show, it's
bad.
Fine.
Yeah, I think that they've reached a good formula where, if you only get 20 regular episodes, and then you have to do two holiday specials, and you always have to do clip shows, if you make the holiday specials the clip shows, I'm super okay with that every year. That's a perfectly fine formula.
They're just throwaway tales. They're not like anything important.
Yeah, not episodes where like the plot of the overall series hinges on it. Like the whole, like, I know some people liked it, but the one in SPD I hated so much.
What was it called?
The one where they were up all night.
Insomnia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Insomnia. Yeah, I hated that because it made everybody seem really stupid. That only then were they able to piece everything together, and that's like crucial to the plot of the entire series. That clip show episode. So no, that I don't like it when they do it like that. It has to be.
Or it was like in Dino Thunder when they were like, "Oh, can we trust Trent? Let's flashback to talk about it."
Yeah, yeah, not good. Like literally, they did that for a while, where it would always be like right near the end, like right before the big finale, and they still do that in Sentai.
Time. I'm okay with that because if you do it too early, then you don't have a lot of clips to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you.
Or you could go the Dragon Knight route and make it your final episode.
Well, no, see, every episode was a clip show episode because the last time on Dragon Knights was like 3 minutes long.
That's true. But overall it was good. I think the next episode is a little bit hurt because they have to do it again, but it's a good formula. It works.
Can I just say the greatest Christmas miracle of all was because I watched this copy online, I didn't have to switch off my TV really quick, so I didn't have to hear the Alvin and the Chipmunk song.
Ah, yes. Oh my, it's so bad.
I'm sorry, I just don't watch it on television.
Well,
so
it's even the same song as the original Alvin and the Chipmunks, but they somehow managed to make it more high pitched. It's so bad. I used to be annoyed that it would always cut to SpongeBob. I would take SpongeBob any day of the week over Alvin and the Chipmunks.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. And now it just immediately jumps to
instead of like.
Watch out, because here we come. It's been a while, but we're back with style.
Okay, I don't know the lyrics. I don't.
I do.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I used to watch that show all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
We're not going to mention the girls.
Like, I used to like Alvin and Chipmunks.
It was a cute show. I would never rewatch it.
No, I don't think I ever saw much of it. I know I watched a handful of episodes, but it was never one I went back to. No. Just not good. Not good at all.
So are there any Alvin and the Chipmunks podcasts out there? I'd love to hear them. Send them to.
I actually sat through because Black Nerd actually did a full spoiler review of the movie that just came out.
Oh my god, was it good?
I mean, he made it entertaining. He made it entertaining, but he literally went through every single plot point. Oh my gosh. The road chip, as they called it.
Yeah.
It was amazing because like he was just the fact that every time they went to some montage, they decided to use some obscure song from like the 70s. Instead of anything remotely current. Like, why? Why would you do that? Nobody's heard of these songs.
Not even the parents in the audience, man. The parents in the audience are probably a little old for that at that point.
I like the fact that, like, for whatever reason, whenever they would have some, like, dancing montage, Theodore always was mean mugging it. Like, the whole time. He just had this look on his face like he was going to beat the crap out of you. Like, what is up with you, Theodore? Oh my gosh.
They mad because, you know, Star Wars kind of took all
dude,
that money.
But Alvin the Chipmunks did better than Sisters, so, you know, small victories.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, come on.
That's why they're dancing.
Star Wars took everybody's money last weekend, they took everybody's money this weekend, they're going to take everybody's money next weekend. That's just how it is. Like, people are watching that movie 3 or 4 times and not even caring.
Did you guys talk about the PR movie Date Change? How it got changed to March?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Okay,
yes,
good. We did. Again, 100. Yeah. You should.
I was too busy getting accosted by Tristan. So.
Oh, that's right. Good times. That was not my idea, but I'm glad it happened.
I'm very glad. It was very fun.
So yes, the Christmas.
This is so crazy,
right?
This
is so crazy. Oh my gosh, this episode. If you stop to think about it for like 2 seconds, it makes no sense.
Oh no, Well, that's the thing is, like, Santa has legitimately existed in the PR universe for 25 years now, and it's always been a different dude and different setup and
Fresno.
I didn't know Santa existed in the Ice Age. Like, that I didn't know.
Yeah, and apparently he knows aliens, too, because he knew Poissandra. He knew who Poissandra was.
Yeah, I thought he just delivered presents on Earth. No. No, he keeps track of aliens, too. Well,
maybe it's only people who are within the vicinity of Earth or people who have visited Earth. I'm thinking way too much about this, but...
Well, and he needs it, and doesn't it kind of ruin Santa's magic if he needs a computer?
See, that's the thing. I mean, Santa is trying to keep up with the times. Back in the day, he just had it in his head, and he had his little elves, right?
He had an actual scroll.
And he had a list and everything. But now Santa's like, bruh, my mind is getting old, and my elves are getting old and dying, so
it's like how ever since we got cell phones, nobody knows anybody's actual phone number anymore.
Exactly. So Santa, man, he's just trying to keep with it. You know what I mean? He's trying to keep with the kids. But see, when you can't keep up with the kids now, you gotta back up your computer. Okay? You can't just have one computer with all your information on it. You have to have a backup.
But does he lug that with him everywhere?
So who's on the naughty list now?
Yeah, he puts it on the sleigh and I guess. I don't know.
I guess that cross current of holiday magic is doing well for him.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, so Santa is in Amber Beach.
Hanging out with Fresno Bob.
Yes, Fresno Bob's. Yes, he looks a lot like Fresno Bob, conveniently. Poissandra attacks. All the midgets run around because that's what they do. They're not actually really that small. Like they didn't actually get a bunch of tiny people like they did back in the day. Because that was always the thing is, like, I remember in the 90s, whenever I watched shows and they always needed a tiny person, I'm like, I know I've seen that person in something else. Like, there's four or five that you recognize everywhere. Like, the black guy.
Peter Dinklage used to be one of them.
The black guy.
The black guy.
The black guy I see in everything. the guy from Seinfeld, I see him everywhere.
But like I said, they're getting old. So
now we just need people that are 5 foot tall.
Do they not have short people in New Zealand? Do they not have little people in New Zealand? Whatever.
Well, they probably don't have many.
No, probably. I mean, I don't know.
They don't have many people, period.
Exactly.
How about that?
Yeah.
What about a goat? Can we cast a goat? Or no, a sheep. Sorry, sheep. They have those in New Zealand. Cast one of those.
Or just children.
Lamb.
No, we can't have their accents. No, no accent. No accents from children. And no.
You can't hire that many middle-aged women to dub over them.
But then having the children as elves, I mean, you're already using the elves as slave labor. So, children, labor laws, not really too keen on slaves.
There are no labor laws in the North Pole.
Are they singing Swing Low, Sweet Santa's Sleigh?
Wait in the North Pole.
Swing low, sweet Santa sleigh.
Coming for
to carry
me home.
This is your musical episode of NPS.
Here you go. We're all so talented.
Of course. But yeah, Santa with his naughty list and his nice list, and he had to check the computer, and Poissandra was not having it because she didn't know that she was trying to take over the world and blow up people.
It fascinates me that there's a machine in the PRU that determines your morality based on just a set of memories that... I guess, is there context for them? I don't know. The PRU is weird with its thing of good and evil, where, good and evil are, tangible energies that you can tap into. It's a really weird and fascinating thing.
Does that mean that Santa maybe helped develop technology for SPD?
Oh, judgment. Judgment
yes!
time.
They do the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Who cares if Time Force influenced SPD? Screw that. Santa.
It's all Santa.
Oh, Santa.
Did he develop the American SPD Morpher Racial Profiling Edition? Where it's always guilty?
Oh.
No bueno.
The headcanon that's going off right now is crazy. I can't even deal with this. Santa is in deep. It all comes back to Santa.
Oh, Santa. Jerry, you're really into this idea.
Right? Santa plays God all the time.
I mean, Santa basically is God in the Power Rangers universe. Like, he's lived for millions of years, apparently.
And every single person knows he's a real thing. Like, they report it on the news with a complete straight face.
That was the weirdest thing. And probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen in Power Rangers, where they're just super chill about it.
Like, they just, like, this guy reports it on the news, and then at the end he's like, yes, and now Santa, we've seen him on all the continents. Like, what? How is this a thing? Oh my gosh.
Okay. So, I'm trying to watch this episode, right? You know, I know it's gonna be kitschy, cool, camp, and it's gonna not make much sense, because, hey, what else? Anytime you introduce Santa into Power Rangers universe, things don't make sense. But hey, Santa's all like, look, my computer is stolen, okay? Rangers, I need your help. Don't ask how he reached the Rangers without his computer. But wait.
Again, he's Santa. He can do all. He's
Cross-current he knows, holiday magic.
He knows all. He sees all. Well, that's the thing is, what in the else? Past, whenever Santa would be involved, it'd always be something very small and localized that involves the Rangers, the villains, and maybe a handful of children that Alpha kidnapped. Like, this was the whole world was involved in this giant Santa scandal. So it came off really bizarre.
Yeah, because Christmas is going to be canceled. Because, I mean, Christmas is, you know, it's not about Jesus or anything, you know, spreading joy and love throughout all the land.
People can't get gifts. It's over. Done.
It's over.
You aren't allowed to go see your family.
This is Power Rangers, like, shows off once again. It's very, very Christian sort of centric view of the holidays, where they used to give lip service to, like, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. Now it's like, no, it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. All day. Every day. Like, Coda at least asks who Santa Claus is. You feel like my idea for this episode would have been that, like, Coda and Ivan learn about all the different holidays. That would have been amazing.
That would have made sense, yeah.
Well, not every episode can be a Zio.
It's easy to remember.
And Ivan tries to burn the pagans. It'd be great.
What? No! Ivan tries to start the Crusades? What?
Yes, exactly. Well, like, it's like, and you can see the news guy be like, okay, this just in. Hanukkah has already happened. Christmas is canceled. And nobody really knows what Kwanzaa is.
Oh, no. I love that stock news sound effect that I'm pretty sure is in, like...
That has been in everything.
I'm pretty sure it's in GarageBand.
Okay, can we just... Yeah, pretty much. Like, okay, like, here's the thing. Okay, so, a little side jag. You know, because, the music. Let's just talk about the music for a second. How you have a music person, but yet they keep using the same stock stuff. And it's just like, that you've heard everywhere. Right? It's not even like, yo, bro, just, I mean, even for like a little news thing, just create like a, you know, little jingle, little something. But no, we have to hear stock garage band music for the news drop. I'm like,
Gnome Canyon checked out that day. Ridiculous. Gnome Canyon is not the greatest composer.
Oh.
So ridiculous. So anyway, But back to the show about how Christmas is all about presents and not about anything else religious. Mm-hmm. Nope. Not about friends, family, Jesus.
Christmas is canceled. Who decided that? The world? Did the UN get together and we're like, no Santa? Christmas canceled.
Who passed the decree?
Santa was like, bruh. Santa was like, look, Jesus, I know it's supposed to be about you, but really, I'm the guy.
I call it.
He's a dictator that legitimately has all of this power. Santa has his. I think Santa is the most sinister of them all. I don't trust Santa. Well, it's actually Fresno Bob. He eventually, the world goes to hell. So all he can do is shave his beard and start a cartel.
I mean, what does he do the rest of the year? I mean, you don't know. Where does he get his money to make all those toys? You don't know.
Shady.
Yeah, I'm not feeling.
I mean, he's about as shady as SPD was, so just saying.
Like, pretty much, he held up Christmas hostage. You know what I mean? Because he was like, "Look, I don't get my computer back. No Christmas for you."
With everybody wiped off the earth by RPM, he lost all of his magic, and he ended up just becoming a regular guy. And so he had to find some way to remain, control over everybody.
Well, Fresno Bob was active before the whole invasion thing, because there was the whole, extorting
Jungle Karma. That's a long time in the future, though.
A long time,
So, yeah, he has to do something the rest of the year, so he may have already started, his activities, but then by the time the world's gone, that's all he's got left. He's actually a very sad, tragic figure, Fresno Bob. Santa.
All right, Boom Comics, we need you to make a one-shot Santa and the Power Rangers universe. A tragic tale, a tragic comic. Yes.
The Rise and Fall of Fresno Bob.
Santa, : The Rise and Fall of Fresno Bob.
Yes! Come on!
Hire us, Boom Comics.
That right there is more interesting than anything that happened in the 4 years prior to this season. Come on,
so man. Can we also talk about how Chase is like, I don't know if I can go home to my family for New Zealand. I'm like, bro, you can fly there. You literally have a Zord.
That's the problem. You've already shown an episode that makes it 100% apparent that buying a plane ticket is not necessary. So yeah, that's a thing. How quick? I mean, they got to be able to get there pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, they flew back from New Zealand. It didn't look like it didn't take that long. If they could fly into outer space.
Keeper Cantella freaking port.
I love that little speech from him at the end. It's like, don't worry. It's the thought that counts. I want Chase to just punch him in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Keeper, you're looking at him with your dumb staff. You can teleport his behind to New Zealand.
I still badly wanted Keeper to go through the little naughty or nice machine and have them say he's naughty.
Mm-hmm. No, you murdered millions of creatures. Naughty. Aw. That's the problem is, I like the Halloween episode. I love the concept behind it. But this was basically the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a nice way to at least show off the clips. They at least give a sort of reason to show off the clips, and it's nice that the villains are watching the clips this time.
Right. I mean, I guess I wish they would have found some way to go about it other than each person individually like they did the first time. Find a different way to show it. Because that's what makes it end up feeling the laziest. Come on.
I still have this image of Santa just looking at Keeper and calling him naughty, and then Keeper just looks back. He's like, I'm Jewish. Ha!
Oh, jeez.
Dude, I love that. I don't know. This episode, that was my reaction to this episode. I'm like, wait, what? No, what?
I had a headache. I'm not gonna lie. And then they were there fighting and the Zords and the world. I was like,
and then my thing is I get at the end where Chase's message is like, oh, we're all together. So I gave you guys each a picture of yourself and we can put together and make a puzzle. I'm still you're still cheap. Come on now.
Now, if you gave everybody a puzzle, maybe, but you only give one piece to everybody, come on. Mm-hmm.
Because they're supposed to come together and be a team.
Except I'm going home for Christmas. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas.
By the way,
And Chevy's like, this is the best present ever. Heifer, look, unless you were dirt poor and didn't get anything in life, no, that's pretty much, he went to Kinko's and, you know, printed out like two cent photo and cut that up.
Do all of the Rangers end. Live at the base? Is it just Coda and Ivan?
Like, do they not have homes to go to? Like, do they not have parents?
When are we going to see Mason Truman? When are we going to see him as Shelby's dad?
I want to see if Chase was like, okay, everybody, let's stand together for a group photo, but stand just far enough apart so that I can cut you guys out. Don't stand too close, but still stand close.
So perfect. No, you just and that's the thing. They all did take the photo, right? So, like, when they're like, what is this? This image is just me. What is this? Like, dude, like, you don't remember, like, you guys normally don't stand together and take group photos and cheesing it for the camera. I think you remember a group photo, just saying. I can't.
I loved with Ivan's clips where they showed him, like, talking about, like, saving, like, a damsel in distress, but then they cut away right before he's, like, telling us.
They cut away the funny parts.
Also, by the way, I know because everybody was zoning out during the monster fights, but for no apparent reason, when the monster was destroyed and they cut to Sledge saying to fire the lasers, he was wearing a Santa hat.
Yes! Yes!
Like, just in one scene, he's got a Santa hat on. Like, okay, cool.
Like, we...
Yeah, even he wants his presents from Santa that he's not gonna get because he's on the naughty list. Like,
we're forced to assume, because we know that the villains watch human TV, so that's how they know about all of these, like, Earth customs. So that's nice. Like, I'm fine with him wearing a wacky hat. It was cute. Not as good as Keeper wearing a party hat, but, you know, close enough.
Right? Like, and the whole thing with Christmas being canceled, right? Like, I mean, I understand if the whole concept is we're showing this to kids because kids believe in Santa, but every single present I got when I was a kid wasn't from Santa.
Yeah,
like, same. I still had parents, my parents and my aunt and uncle and grandparents, they all still gave me presents and labeled them from them. You don't cancel Christmas just because the Santa presents are gone. It doesn't work that way. You just have fewer presents. Well, in the
PRU,
presents.
Maybe it does. You don't know.
Only Santa? Parents... Nothing under the tree until Santa shows up?
Yep.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, maybe in the PR universe, they use Santa as the post office. And so therefore, instead of, I don't know, just giving it to their children, like, directly, they put it in the North Pole. And then he's the one that's like, look, hey, kids, Santa is real. Look, it came from Santa.
We're in this world, all parents get to be cheapskates because they don't have to do anything. The presents just magically appear. I want to live in that world.
Does a stork bring babies too? Like, how does the PRU work? Like, what? I know we're not supposed to think about it too much. I know. But
I go back to the same thing I always go back to. Moon horses. That's all that matters. We have moon horses. Anything can happen.
Mike floating in space, not dead. Yes.
Magic. Carlos bringing Sylvie up. Whatever. It's cool. We don't need any helmets. None of that nonsense.
No. It's not necessary. So, but yeah. I think, are we ready to
grade these?
I feel like we need to grade these on a curve because they're clip shows.
Like, I mean, are we comparing them to other clip shows? Are we?
Yeah, because, like, by default, you're never going to... I don't think it's possible to find a clip show that's worthy of a 5.
No, never. It can't. There's no way.
That's not... Yeah, unless that's you, not like...
Unless you, like, did something really clever with the clips, like you, like, redubbed them over or, like, really did some clever editing.
Mm-hmm. So, but, like, some really sweet montages?
Yeah, something where, like, they did, like, some cool... Or they did, like, sort of like what RPM did with their behind-the-scenes thing where they would show bloopers or something. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, that's something what that they makes should... It they, that's what they should do. Like, I know And Action is very divisive, but at least there was new stuff. You know, like I would love that if they did an episode like that instead of just showing more clips.
I would genuinely love like a behind the scenes episode every year.
Yeah, an actual behind the scenes episode and
How
not
much
like a fake, like,
how
hey, we're
great
the
was like
character,
MNPR
but
season
like.
3 and Zio and stuff when they all the credits always had bloopers?
Oh,
That
that
was
was so
so
wonderful.
fantastic. Like just
It was
compile all
great.
of those and give us an
I
episode.
think it was great.
the height of that was during the Psycho Ranger miniseries with the Astronomos, part of a completely evil breakfast.
Oh, jeez, yes. I forgot about that. Yeah, they were really trying on that one.
I miss bloopers. I know they can't do them for various reasons because of how like TV is these days, but dude, I would kill for like I remember before Overdrive premiered and they had that behind the scenes special. That was fine. That was cute.
Right. Like, I remember whenever they would do the bloopers at the end of the season, I would get genuinely excited when the bloopers would start and it was Bulk and Skull because I knew they would be the funniest.
Yes.
Like when they're like the Christmas one when they're trying to wrap presents. That was hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Actually, now I really want a behind the scenes special hosted in character, but it's hosted by Ivan with backup from Coda.
And yes,
Oh
completely in
gosh.
character. Oh my gosh.
I think Ivan would be the only one I'd give a pass to be in character. But like, yeah, the rest of them is just like, just give me a real behind the scenes episode.
Yeah, it can
Just do
be
that.
fun and
Not
kiddie, but
like,
real behind the scenes.
I don't want watered down baby like, hey kids, this is what, no. Like legit. You know, I'm not saying like they have to be doing blow, like, you know, like I'm not saying
Want
that.
some more banana
This,
double fisting?
you they just show
know.
footage of Chaim Saban telling people how he's gonna F all of
He's just
How he's gonna like make them laugh, make them cry, and take their money.
he's swimming in
Like.
his vault of money like Scrooge McDuck.
Just imagined him saying, "Make them laugh, make them cry, take their money," and it just cuts to a shot of Ivan looking really concerned and closing the door.
Nice. Oh
Oh, I
gosh.
want this
Yeah.
now.
Okay. So yes. So let's grade these. I guess I don't remember other clip shows that well. So that's why I'm like,
There
oh, this.
was
We went over a few of
Lost
them.
Galaxy. Lost Galaxy. Lightspeed didn't have one, right?
No, Lightspeed did it with
Time
the one.
Force?
Lightspeed had the one where everybody lost their memory except for.
Oh,
Memory.
right. Yeah,
Yeah.
damn.
Yeah.
Time Force? They had one, right?
They did because it was they were reminiscing, and I know it had Jen and Wes on the roof of the clock tower, chatting with each other.
Did Wild Force have one? I don't remember.
Wild Force.
They're never memorable, so.
Yeah, they did. I know they did. I just can't tell you any details about it.
I mean, I remember Dino Thunders because of Trent and Insomnia we talked about,
Well, and that's another thing, like
obviously.
you talked about, is like.
No, well, Dino Thunder
Well,
had
that's
a
the thing.
couple, didn't they? They had the one with the In Your
Well,
Dreams
that
that they
wasn't a
wanted, the
clip
one
show.
where,
That was
that's
burn
what I
a
was
lot
going
of
to say
Sentai footage.
is like why we should have episodes like that again. Do some Sentai burn-off episodes, like the Lost in Translation or the Dreaming one. Like, how about that if you want to save
And
some money?
technically, Legacy of Power is a clip show, so.
Right. Like, see, to me, that I like is that, like, Legacy of Power would be a clip show that I would rate highly, I think.
Yeah.
You know, or
'Cause
like
it's them commenting on past events. Like it's not just like clips happening for no real reason.
Right. Like, that's the thing is, like, just because you need an episode that is a save money episode, it doesn't have to be just clips of the current season. Like, you can find other ways around it, like burn off, like Sentai monsters that are so ridiculous, you can't really come up with a full episode for them. Or
I
their
feel like
story,
every
yeah.
I feel like every couple years, you cannot do this every year. But if you did
Right.
every couple years, they should watch the quote unquote Japanese Power Rangers. Like every couple years, they should
Might as
totally
well.
do it.
Like, yes, I'd love to see this group comment on the dancing. Come on. All the dancing.
Now we're talking about this. I'm just like, I don't know about all
Them watching
that.
Abba Ranger was amazing. One of the greatest things that's ever happened to Power Rangers.
Or you
And a
could have
not so
like,
subtle commentary on the fans.
right? They could have done one in Super Mega Force where at the end of the episode, the team would have realized how much better their Japanese counterparts are that they all just take their own lives.
What?
Because like, wow, these guys are so cool. They have crazy pirate coats and we're losers with no character. They're so much better than us. See, that's a fun holiday episode right there. Boom. Done. They didn't even use Gokai Christmas.
Okay, so...
Where's my Gokai Christmas? Come on.
The Halloween episode, I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it a... 3. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 3. I mean, it was decent. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't terrible. It was a 3. Straight on 3. Good times. Be had by all. The Christmas one, child, bah. Like, that stuff, it's not
great. Would you
have
liked Christmas one more if you hadn't already watched the Halloween one?
But that's...
I know, but do you think it would have come off a little bit better? No?
No. 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 It's definitely didn't make sense to me, and it's definitely a 1. Sorry.
Damn.
It just is. Rough. Yeah. Like, there are other clip shows that are not great, but, like, Dino Charge has been better than a lot of seasons, so your expectation of it to be clever with their clip shows is higher. And so when it comes up with this nonsense, it's like, yeah, no, you get a 1. You do. Sorry.
Yeah, on the Dino Charge scale, I can see that.
Yeah. Like, do I get to factor in my Fresno Bob headcanon in my number? Because the number significantly goes up if I get to do that.
Is it a 5?
You can do whatever you want, because these episodes sure did.
Let's see. Yeah, I agree. 3 for the Halloween. And on its own, the Christmas is I'm going to go with the 1. But if it's headcanon, it's at least a 4. If I'm Fresno Bob headcanoning it, you get a 4 at least. Because that's spectacular.
Oh, wow.
But really, the really, one. But really, it's a
it's
1.
It's a 1.
All right. Halloween, I'll give a 2. Wasn't blowing my mind.
Ooh.
But it was cute. The Christmas one, I will also give a 2. If only because it was just so ridiculous. I laughed a lot. Like, it made no sense. But that newscaster was so funny. So, oh, yeah. 2.
This Justin, Christmas is canceled. Just Justin.
Christmas is back. I'm still doing it. It's not the evening guy any. It's just still me.
Oh, yeah. Also, Chase's sister. It's like, don't worry. I just want to see Chase. Like, dude, you are like 8 years old. You want presents. Shut up.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, I wish I had a relationship that good with my brother. Come on now. I mean, we're cool and all, but...
But yeah, if I didn't see him for Christmas, yeah, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Doesn't hinge on his appearance.
Oh no, he's got the work. Oh.
It's like, girl.
Like, yeah, he has to make money to get you presents, honey. Okay, so let's just be real.
It's like, you know, like, he's a Power Ranger. You know he's a Power Ranger. Don't play.
Maybe
you know.
My brother.
Yeah. So you gave them
I gave
them
both 2s.
You know, all generous.
Wow, right? I gotta distinguish the Halloween ones that much better.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, clip shows always suck, no matter what. Like, they suck.
Yeah.
Obvi.
The only clip show that doesn't suck is Legacy of Power, and that's a very special circumstance.
True.
But yeah, I think in terms of the holiday, did you guys get what you wished for the season so far in terms of, like, being coherent?
Well, again,
and being
expectations were low.
Oh yeah.
Because of all how much we've been hurt over the years. And I mean, that's the thing is, like, I have all the faith in the world in Chip, but I still, you know, it's still
you're still waiting.
Yeah, and you're wondering if it's like still under the Saban thumb of you can't do this, you can't do that. So
I'm sure it still is in some aspects.
Right, but for the most part, it feels like he's getting to do what he wants, and everybody has a distinct character. There's a lot more time spent on out of suit things that don't involve just chilling at the Froyo place. So, yeah, for the most part, I'm pretty happy with what we've got. I mean, there's always room for improvement.
You mean chilling at right. Dino Bite?
I mean, that's the thing is, until we get like another Dino Thunder RPM, I mean, those are my top. So unless you're hitting that rank, there's always room for improvement. But so far, pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, for Super Dino Charge or Dino Supercharge or whatever it's called, I just hope that they don't, you know, revert back to, all right, and we are just going to go into the battles and not develop any characters, and we're going to do the same thing that we always did because the kids just like this and blah 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 blah, because that's really what it was. Megaforce didn't start out too badly. It started out okay, and then it went downward into like, all right, we're not going to really develop anybody. We're just going to
the problem with Dino Charge was that. And this is a problem that I know Chip sort of talked about a little bit, where he's like, we have 10 Rangers. I don't want to bring any old people back because we already have too many people to deal with. Is that there's so many people they had to develop and so many people they had to introduce, and they kind of were spinning their wheels for a lot of the first season, where they're like, not a whole lot's going to change except introducing these new Rangers. So now that we have pretty much everybody except for, you know, what is it, Silver Ranger and Aqua.
Mm-hmm. And
so
Aqua.
Since we only have those two, I'm hoping now that we can start moving the story forward and developing the characters. Like Tyler and Shelby, we don't need I have a crush on, like, no, just have a relationship. Like the absolute best of Power Ranger romances for me was Ethan and Cassidy.
Oh yeah, it was realistic.
I would love for them to actually have a romance. I mean, my dream is that they have a romance and it actually has some, like, I'm not expecting, like, Days of Our Lives or anything, all right? Mm-hmm. Not expecting any, like, drama, but a little something-something, you know? A little, like, oh, like, she has this perfect vision of him, but then realizes that maybe, oh, he's not that so great, but I still kind of like him anyway.
They ain't gonna have no romance. It's not gonna happen.
I want
them
to kiss. I want to kiss.
It's gonna be, it's at the end, they're almost going to sort of kind of kiss, but then not.
Coda will get in the way. And he'll be like, it's burgers. Just, well,
and then she needs to realize that her actual sexual tension is with Kendall. Come on now. We know it's true.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen. I just don't have any hope for that. Like, I would like that.
They're teasing it more than they have in a long time. They haven't teased a romance like this in years.
I'm sorry. They did it in Dino Thunder, now did they? They actually, like, legit did it in
so
Dino
good.
Thunder. And they're like, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Let's just prep the brakes on this Transcura thing. Oh,
but
they did Ethan and Cassidy,
so I don't know what they were pointing at.
It's just for me, I'm just like, you know what? Don't. You want to tease all y'all want to, but yeah, I ain't going to do jack. So whatevs. Like, I'm like, this is already too much for me. So, like, unless, like, legit Super Dino Charge, Dino Supercharge, whatever your name is, first episode, premiere, them mackin'? I'm done.
Oh, they're mackin' in the back of his truck?
I'm sticking to Kendall. It's the Legend of Shelby. This is it. That's how it ends.
So what you're saying is two other characters get married, and then they're off doing their own thing.
This is not unprecedented for you, Nick. You can do it. Come on, you're supposed to be progressive.
We believe in you, Nickelodeon.
Not with Haim, though.
Come on, Nickelodeon.
Nah. Haim, shoot, like...
He supports the Democratic
he's
Party.
He's got that leash.
He supports the Democratic Party. Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, the Democratic Party, not the GLAAD party. True. Like, shoot.
Just,
like...
just have them have some gayness happen and then say they're going to go to Israel. All right? That'll be fine. He'll be down for that.
perfect. You put Shelby and Kendall together. You put Chase and Riley together. You have Ivan and Coda just go have wacky adventures together, and then Tyler's just sitting there all alone with his dad. Oh, well, not like that, but he just I found my dad, and then they just sit there. Okay, everybody else is gone. Cool.
No. See, all the other couples go off, and then it's just Tyler and his dad sitting at the temple, looking out on the sunset.
Stupid.
I mean, they're both thinking, but they can hear each other think.
Yes. They thought speak like animorphs.
Yes. Fantastic. End of series.
Glorious.
Oh, Finn. Gracious.
Power Rangers Dino Charge.
And we are so good at writing this show.
And see.
We're so good.
Power Rangers Dino Charge is so much better than it should be.
Right?
It's not perfect, but Jesus. Once Dino Supercharge premieres, I need to stop saying it's better than the last 4 years, because we can't keep saying that. It's
true,
too easy.
True. And actually, shouldn't the series end with like everybody, you know, putting Keeper on trial for his crimes?
Oh, dude, the trial of Keeper, man. That would be an awesome Halloween episode.
Right? You have been naughty. Oh,
man. You killed everybody.
I'm interested in like what they're gonna do with the villains, because it would be great if, because obviously Snide is like the main new bad guy for the next season, but I would like it if Sledge like kind of recovers and makes it like a three-way battle for the Energems.
Ooh, that'd be tight.
That's gonna happen, because you never saw
him die. Because I fear like Snide's gonna break out and just take over, and then they're all gonna end up working for him, and Sledge will just be biding his time, if that, or you know, like
I would love
to be, like,
if it was.
What?
There you go.
I was gonna say, I just want it to be like a full three-way battle. Like, don't, if, because I feel like they might just turn him into Dark Honda, or something like that, where he's just waiting, and then at the end he's gonna finally pull something.
I would love if it was like a Zeo thing where they were like regrouping all of their forces, but then it does become like a legit three-way battle.
Right. Absolutely. Like, oh.
Like Snide comes out and has like all of the monsters in the ship. Or I would love if like all the monsters were like let loose on Earth and the Rangers had to like deal with all of them, but then Snide comes down and like brings them all back to him for however he does. I don't know what that all is, Hecko Bowl. I thought that he was going to do something in the finale. I guess not.
Again, I'm not sure if Hecko is Snide or not.
I think so too.
But like, why didn't they just use the same voice? Why did they get a different voice?
Because really, who wants that voice?
So,
yeah, I don't know. There were all these people I was following on Twitter. They're like, oh man, Heckle's so hot. I'm like, sure about that? You sure about that?
I guess
some people thought Kylo Ren was hot, so, you know, people are allowed to make mistakes.
Oh, who? Who? Who?